Michigan, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Negotiations on Iran's nuclear program are at a crucial point today as officials report progress on two key areas in dispute: the pace of sanctions relief and the inspection of Iran's nuclear and military facilities. Negotiators are up against a self-imposed July 7th deadline. Polling stations open in Greece as citizens there vote in today's referendum for more economic austerity to get crucial European bailout funds or reject EU demands and risk being thrown out of the Eurozone. Stathis Kalevas is a political scientist at Yale University.
If we go to a situation in which there is no agreement, the Greek banks are going to collapse. Greece is going to run out of cash next week. And so it's widely anticipated that we may have disturbances and riots, very much like during the Argentinian default in 2001.
The Europeans accused Athens of refusing to make any more economic reforms, while the Greeks say they have sacrificed enough. Athens shopkeeper Marielena.
The last 4 years, 4 or 5 years, are very, very difficult for most of the people. We have learned to live with less money, but we have needs. We adjust, of course, but we cannot go any further.
Greece defaulted on a $1.8 billion loan payment to the International Monetary Fund last week when European finance ministers refused to extend its economic bailout. Nigeria's President Muhammadu Buhari has called on the Muslim community to condemn the violent activities of Boko Haram. They killed as many as 140 last week. This is VOA News. Islamic State